Welcome to Changelog and Friends, a weekly game show about new slang. Thanks, as always, to our partners at Fly, the public cloud built for developers who ship. Learn all about it at fly.io. Okay, let's play.
Well, friends, I'm here with Scott Dietzen, CEO of Augment Code. Augment is the first AI coding assistant that is built for professional software engineers and large code bases. That means context aware, not novice, but senior level engineering abilities. Scott, flex for me. Who are you working with? Who's getting real value from using Augment Code?
So we've had the opportunity to go into hundreds of customers over the course of the past year and show them how much more AI could do for them. Companies like Lemonade, companies like Codum, companies like Lineage and Webflow, all of these companies have complex code bases. If I take Codum, for example, they help their customers modernize their e-commerce infrastructure. They're showing up and having to digest code they've never seen before in order to go through and make these essential changes to it. We cut their migration time in half because they're able to much more rapidly ramp, find the areas of the code base, the customer code base that they need to perfect and update in order to take advantage of their new features. And that work gets done dramatically more quickly and predictably as a result.
Okay, that sounds like not novice, right? Sounds like senior level engineering abilities. Sounds like serious coding ability required from this type of AI to be that effective.
100%. You know, these large code bases, when you've got tens of millions of lines in a code base, you're not going to pass that along as context to a model, right? That is, would be so horrifically inefficient. Being able to mine the correct subsets of that code base in order to deliver AI insight to help tackle the problems at hand. How much better can we make software? How much wealth can we release and productivity can we improve if we can deliver on the promise of all these feature gaps and tech debt? AIs love to add code into existing software. You know, our dream is an AI that wants to delete code, make the software more reliable rather than bigger. I think we can improve software quality, liberate ourselves from tech debt and security gaps and software being hacked and software being fragile and brittle. But there's a huge opportunity to make software dramatically better, but it's going to take an AI that understands your software, not one that's a novice.
Well, friends, Augment taps into your team's collective knowledge, your code base, your documentation, dependencies, the full context. You don't have to prompt it with context. It just knows. Ask it the unknown unknowns and be surprised. It is the most context-aware developer AI that you can even tap into today. So you won't just write code faster, you'll build smarter. It is truly an ask me anything for your code. It's your deep thinking buddy. It is your stay in flow antidote. And the first step is to go to augmentcode.com. That's AugmentCode.com. Create your account today. Start your free 30-day trial. No credit card required. Once again, augmentcode.com.
We are here for a friendly feud.
So friendly.
Now, we used to have a game called Front End Feud. And in fact, Adam, you had a really cool soundbite that you made for us where you said,
"Oh yeah,
it's time to play Front End Feud." I can't do
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
But we need a new one for Friendly Feud. So I thought maybe we'd just like live workshop that here. You want to?
Sure.
Let's give us one.
It's time to play Friendly Feud.
Not bad. Okay, give us three more.
No. One's all you get.
All right. Well, we are here to play Friendly Feud, and we brought some friends with us. In fact, we brought our JS Party people. What's up, y'all?
Hey, hey.
Hoi, hoi.
Hello, hello.
To name them and shame them, we have Nick, Nisi, you heard that hoi, hoi. We have K-Ball. Amy is here. And Amel, back from outer space.
Back from the loop. I need my own Changelog and Friends show to kind of catch you up with all the things that's been happening in my life.
Oh, that would be
really
cool.
So many, there's so many good things to dig deep on, I think. And but yeah, back.
And of course, Bone Skull Chris Hiller. How you doing, man? He He delivers every time. He delivers every
so exciting
time. The resident curmudgeon. Well, Friendly Feud is a game not of wits, but of vibe reading. I don't know. Your job is to answer these questions in the same way that our audience already answered these questions. So maybe you took our Friendly Feud survey. You probably did. We had almost 200 people take it. And we asked a whole bunch of questions. And now we're going to see which team can accurately figure out what our audience thinks. So our teams today are divided as thus. We have Team Zero and Team Sub-Zero, technically, because it's a zero indexed array, is Adam, Amy, and Chris. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Team Sub 1 is Nick, Amel, and K-Ball.
Hello, we're number one.
Before we commence round one, I thought maybe you would like to talk trash to each other for a minute or two.
That man bun looks so cool.
Of course, Adam's referring to Nick's game board avatar. If you are an audio only listener, don't worry. You can listen right along. But this is one of those episodes where it's pretty good to have video because we will have a game board live the entire game. So check it out at youtube.com/changelog. And you can see Nick Nisi's man bun, which is cute, Nick.
Amazing. Thank you, Jared.
I like it, honestly. It's kind of, it suits you, Nick. I'm imagining maybe you just ate a bite of hamburger and it accidentally had mustard on it or something like that. And you're making a face like in disgust. Is that what happened?
Pretty much, yeah. My daughter did my hair, so only positive things to say about it.
Okay. Mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup. What's your thing on burgers, Nick?
This is the worst trash talk I've ever heard. What's your thing on burgers?
Nothing. I've never had ketchup or mustard or any other thing. I just have them plain.
What?
Because I am a functioning six-year-old.
A boring human. Amy, will you please talk some trash at these people and say, like, we're going to win or you guys stink or something?
Well, the last time Adam and I were on a team together, we did win.
We did win, yes. Yeah. Last minute, in clutch, unrecorded. We won't say anymore.
That's true. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. We have seven rounds of play. Each round, we will have two people face off and get a chance to guess first. Whoever gets the highest answer on the board gets to play that round. Their team then takes over. They get a guess until they have three strikes. That's three wrong guesses, at which point the other team can confer amongst themselves and steal that round's points by guessing one of the remaining answers that are on the board. Generally speaking, an answer only makes the board if it has five or more responses. There's a couple of rounds for which that's not true, but we'll address those as we get there. Any questions about how the game works before we dive into round one?
So what's the genre like of questions here? Like, is this like existential questions about like life or like what's the genre? Like, how can I mentally prepare for what's ahead of me?
I would say the genre is developer life.
Okay, dev life.
But not friends, right? Because I'll fail. It's Friendly Feud. Before That's it was right. Front-end feud.
It's just developer life. You know, we are broader than front-end.
I know, but not into friends. I don't know what that is.
Do you have to guess first? Like, or do you press a button or something?
So because of internet latency, which we've already enjoyed some today, we do not do timed guessing. We do rotational guessing. So okay. We will give each team a chance to guess first, but during the face-off, I will just name the person who guesses first. Make sense?
And then how do we work as a team? Like, do we get to kind of confer with collaborate with each other? Or?
That's right. Only during the steal moment.
Ah.
At any other time, you just shut your trap and hope your teammate's awesome. And no Googling, no clawing. You cannot deep seek. You cannot shallow seek. We just sit. We enjoy. And we see who wins. Sound good?
This is like a strictly like hands on deck situation. Like, you know, hands up in the air. Like, you know, like we need
That's
like
right.
fingers no where typing. You can see them, you know? Okay.
How do we talk amongst All each right. other? Like just here in the chat here or the conversation?
Well, during the conferring, you say it out loud so that we can all hear it. and like you think out loud. And then during the guessing, you don't talk unless it's your turn. I feel like you guys are asking questions just to mess with me at this point.
No, that's the serious one. Because like if we start guessing or talking amongst each other, the other team hears our insights.
Well, they're done at that point. Don't worry. I'll direct how it's going to work. They don't have a chance to do anything. They're done. They've had three strikes.
I see. I understand. Okay, cool. The flow. It's a flow.
Let's move into round one. And our face-off for round one will be between Adam and Nick. Step right up. Now, you don't actually step anywhere because we're just here in a virtual environment.
But a virtual step.
Point. All right. Round one. We asked our listeners, what's the first robot that comes to your mind? What is the first robot that comes to your mind? The top six answers are on the board. And because he's a guest now, we will let Nick guess first. Nick, what do you think they said?
I'm going to go with R2-D2.
R2-D2, is it on the board? Yes, sir. And it is the number one answer with 22 responses. Good job,
I'm
Nick.
I'm so glad to know that I'm basic, like, because I had the same, I would have had the same guess. So this is great.
You just called our entire listening audience basic as well. So thank you for that.
Basic minds shared.
Oh, gotcha. Basic minds think alike. Yeah. So yes. That means Nick's team, because he hit number one, Adam doesn't even get a chance to guess. Adam can just sit there and be remorseful. And team sub one gets to play this round. So Nick went first. You got the first item on the board. R2-D2, 22 points. There are six total, which means there's five left. We go now to Amel. What's the first robot that comes to your mind? You cannot say R2-D2.
Literally, I'm predictable and like R2-D2 would have been my answer. The next thing that came to mind was Jibo, which I don't think anybody even remembers that thing existed. This is going to sound like a really silly answer, but chatbot. Can I answer chatbot? Even though that's like not a specific bot, but it's a.
You certainly can, but did our listeners type into the text field chatbot? Let's see if it's on the board.
Oh, no. I'm
sorry, but that one is not a top six answer. That's one strike to your team. We go now to K-Ball.
I mean, I am terrible at this thing, but the thing that sprung to my mind was iRobot.
iRobot, the great.
Well, that was a movie title.
Well, based off a book, right?
Oh, that's...
I don't even know what it is. Just that's what came to my mind.
I won't tell you the robot's name then, because that is memorable.
All right. Well, K-Ball goes with iRobot. Did it make the top six? Sorry, but it also was not on the list. Nick, you have a lot to choose from. There's five answers left on the board, but your team has two strikes, which means if you get this wrong, it's time to steal. What do you think?
Well, I know what I want to answer, but I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to say, I'm just going to stay with the theme, C-3PO.
Show us C-3PO. Oh, my goodness. A complete strikeout with zero correct answers except R2-D2. That means Team Zero, there are 22 points on the board, and you have lots of opportunity to get them because there's five robots left that have not been said out loud. Now, you three can confer, so talk amongst yourselves. You'll get the 22 points plus whatever you score with this particular guess, if you get one. What do you think?
I have a couple in mind.
We only have one guess?
Correct.
Okay.
We're conferring, right?
Yes, yep. We are conferring.
Yeah.
So I can
Johnny number five. Yeah. Wally, Rosie.
Oh yeah.
Let's go, Hal, Wally.
Sunny from iRobot. Thank you, K-Ball.
Hal 9000. Jarvis.
Jarvis, yes. Which one's on the board though?
All of these sound vaguely familiar to me, but I would not have been able to generate any.
Marvin the paranoid android.
The audience is young, so Johnny 5 is not on the board, yeah. I don't think.
Let's go Wally.
I'm thinking Wally. But no,
it would seem to be like the most, I don't know.
All right. Final answer. What do y'all think? What are you going with?
What other famous robot is out there? What about like the Boston Dynamics ones? What does that names?
Robot dog.
Those are pretty famous in the geek world. I'm thinking Wally, though. I think Wally's probably...
Yeah, go for Wally. Wally's a good one.
All right. Yeah. Wally for the steal. Is it there?
Ooh.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it is the number two answer with
That's right.
20 respondents. That means Team Sub-Zero steals 42 points.
We should be able to get some more points. I'm sure our other options were there.
Well, let's see what else is there. At number six, we have Bender.
Bender, oh, yeah.
Of course, from Bender. Futurama fame. Seven people said Bender. In slot five, there's Rosie.
Should have gotten that one.
Eight people picked Rosie from the Jetsons.
Roomba.
Roomba.
We named our Roomba Rosie.
And at the three slot, Marvin.
Oh, yeah. Marvin's pretty good. Yeah. Rosie spun incorrectly. I believe it's an IE, right? It's an IE.
Rosie is a really good one. Yeah, these are all like fantastic.
Bender. Man, I love Bender.
Bender's awesome.
They're like all of a different era. Mm.
Right. Yeah. Which is I think the best part. Like they're so spread.
They are, aren't they? It's interesting.
Well, good job, Sub-Zero.
Good job, everybody. So a couple of honorable mentions. So K-Ball, you guessed iRobot. Four people said iRobot, so you were very close. Three people said the one from Lost in Space. The robot from Lost in Space. Mr. Robot got three.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's not really a robot, right?
I almost thought about that one. Yeah.
C-3PO only had two, so he's nowhere near as beloved as R2-D2. The OpenAI web crawler got a shout out.
Was it actually just crawling the survey?
And Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark
Zuckerberg yeah. wasn't crawling the survey, but he has also got a shout out as a robot. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
After round one, Team Sub-Zero is in the lead with 42 points, but there's lots of rounds left. So we move around to round two, Amy versus Amel. All right. Now, Team Sub-1 got to go first last round. So Amy gets to guess first. We asked our listeners, what is your favorite file format? The top five answers are on the board. Amy, what do you think they said?
I'm going to stick with the front-end theme and go .ts. Just for you, Jared.
.ts, is it on there? Oh. If it was, I would have deleted it.
Oh,
nobody likes .ts.
No.
Everybody knows that.
Nobody likes that.
Amel.
It would have fixed the number problem.
It's not a problem. It's a feature.
It's a feature. Oh my gosh. Well, so this is so funny. I feel like I'm being trolled right now because I'm literally in the middle of a design decision and on some new config files. And, you know, we're like arguing over like YAML versus TOML because obviously nobody wants JSON because you can't do comments. JSON is for computers, not humans. So YAML is great until it's not. Like most things, love-hate relationship. I want to say TOML, but I'm not sure how popular it is really. Oh my God. I also just want to say like .txt, like, cause like, ha ha ha. I don't know. Let's go with YAML. I feel like YAML's got to be on the board. Okay, you know what? Can I? Sorry, let me
it's
go
too
with.
Late.
It's
too
late. Okay, fine.
You
fine,
have YAML.
Fine.
Is it go on there? We all know right. It's not on there. No, nobody likes YAML.
Nobody likes okay. YAML. No, I figured, like, you know.
This is their favorite file format. It's not okay. Like it's okay. All right, back right. To you, Amy. We haven't landed yet. So here you get a second Ooh. Chance.
It's like, I know what my favorite file format is. Let's
you
mix
already
it
said
up.
It.
No.
Not TS.
Not TS. I was going to go with the SVG. Let's go for the images. That's not my answer, though. I am going to go with an image, though. Let's try a .png. A ping.
Show us ping.
Oh, my gosh.
Who takes this survey?
Who takes this survey?
Our lovely audience takes it. Thank you very much.
Not me.
Well, I asked you guys not to take it. Okay, Amel, back to you. I mean, someone's got to get one eventually.
Okay, now I'm gonna say the wrong answer in hopes that it's on the board, which is JSON.
Okay, so she thinks maybe JSON, even though you don't think it's your favorite. Maybe somebody does. Does anybody think it's their favorite? Yes.
Yay.
They certainly do. What? And it is the number two answer with 27 people. Love, JSON.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with JSON. It's just not great for humans communicating, which is, you know, what for me would put it into like a favorite. If it's just machines communicating, then, you know, yeah, all good.
If it's just machines, you might as well be using a binary format, right? K-Ball, you're up now. You guys take the round.
I'm going to go with the ye old TXT file.
Show us plain text. Yes, sir. And man, there it is. Plain text. 24 people. Love right. it. They love it. They love it. Nick, what do you love?
I love plain text, and I love the improvement of plain text that is Markdown.
Show us Markdown. Mm-hmm. Number one answer. What? Of course. Everyone's favorite file format. 35 people said Markdown, and they're my friends. Nick gets it right. So far, you have 86 points amongst yourselves and zero strikes. Amel, back to you. There's two left on the board, slots 4 and 5.
Yeah, this is awesome because I completely space out about Markdown because I'm thinking about like what's used, you know, like at runtime. Let's see. I wonder if MDX is on the board.
You want to lock that in?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Sorry. I thought you were a statement. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Show us MDX. Let me lock it in. Not DMX. Everyone's favorite not rapper. MDX.
DMX.
I'm sorry, aww, but it's not on there. First strike.
Darn it.
Back to K-Ball.
All right. Well, let's see. So we got Markdown, we got JSON, we got plain text.
These are also AI's favorite formats.
I'm actually gonna go. I'm gonna go a little older school, and I'm gonna say XML.
Wow!
Show us XML. Strike two. Back to Nick. Nick, it's all on your shoulders here.
You gotta save us, Nick.
Again?
Oh, yes. No commenting.
Oh, favorite file format. we're on a podcast. I'm gonna say MP3.
MP3. Is it on there? I'm sorry, it is not. Strike three means we're back where we were last round. Team Sub-Zero, opportunity to steal. Please confer amongst yourselves. You have the slots 4 and 5. If you hit either one of those, you get all these points and then some.
People like GIFs.
Yeah, that's what I was going bonus call. GIFs.
Yeah.
It's got to be the one. I mean, that's the one on there, right? We're talking about nerds here. Like, nerds, come on. Right?
Yeah, you gotta get your memes.
Maybe like Zip.
But Zip could be there, but maybe.
I'm thinking GIF.
All right. Amy, do you agree with that?
I do agree wholeheartedly.
All right. For the steal, 86 points on the board. Is it GIF? Don't do it. Not, which means those 86 points are awarded to Team Sub One.
Yay, good job. Good job.
And they take the lead. Now let's see what was in slots 4 and 5. In the number 5 slot, we have everyone's favorite and file-based database, SQLite.
Oh.
What?
6 people love SQLite files.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
In all the world.
There's lots to like. There's lots to like.
There is. I mean, SQL brings like this calm to my nervous system that like nothing else really brings that level of calm when it comes to programming.
Right.
SQL is very comforting.
And there's some people that have found that in certain circumstances, it's actually faster than the file system.
The Mongo people are just rolling in the grave right now.
Oh, gosh. And at number 4, the other file format that people love is CSV. Combinatorial values. 8. People CSV.
Yeah, that makes
sense. That's a choice.
The survey got into a bank or something.
No, it does make sense though. Like I CSVs are awesome. You know.
Here's some honorable mentions. So Toml got 4 shout-outs, which beat YAML, which got 2. Tar, no one said tar. 3 people like tar balls. Amy SVG got 3 shout-outs. Only 2 people said GIF, and nobody said GIF because that's not how you say it. And then finally, one person said the one with code in it. That's their favorite file format, is the one with code in it. Okay. After 2 rounds, Team Sub 1 is in the lead, almost doubling. No, more than doubling Team Sub 0's points. 86 for Team 1 and 42 for Team 0.
Seven rounds, right?
Seven rounds. We move now to round 3. Of course, we asked, what is your favorite file format? We also would love to know, what is your least favorite file format? This round starts off with a face-off between K-Ball and Chris. Step right up. K-Ball, you get to go first this round. What do you think is our listeners' least favorite?
I'm going to bring it back. We're going to throw XML out there again.
Oh, my God.
You guessed XML for favorite. Now you might think it's the least favorite. Is it on the board, least favorite? Let's see it. Yes, siree, Bob. And it is the least favorite of all people. 28 respondents despise XML. So we find ourselves in familiar territory. Team 1 is playing this round as well. Nick, we go to you. There are 7 on the board. XML is number 1, which means 2 through 7 are still out there.
I am going to, I'm going to say YAML. I think that everybody hates YAML.
This is like the backfire round, or I guess last round backfired. This round is more accurate because yes, YAML, the number 2 response with 25 people despising it. Amel, to you.
That was going to be my answer, was YAML. It's like, you know, it's functional, but you know, no one likes to tab. Let's see. So I'm really tempted to say JSON because I think like the lack of trailing commas and comments is really quite frustrating for many folks. But I don't know. It's between, I don't want to put multiple answers out there, but and I cannot confer with my team, right? I can't like get advice.
Correct.
You can attempt, but you can't.
But I can't. Let's put JSON on the board. Why not?
Why not? Show us JSON. Number 7. 5 people said JSON. So you now have 1, 2, and 7. And those middle ones need guessing. K-Ball?
Okay. All right. I'm going to go dot doc.
I was good. I was just thinking that.
Show us Word docs. Yes, at number 4, 19 people said they hate Word docs. To Nick, you're halfway home. Actually, you're more than halfway home. You got 4 of 7, numbers 3, 5, and 6 still available.
Okay. We have YAML, we have docs, we have JSON, XML. I know TypeScript won't be on there, so.
Wow.
Because people aren't thinking about it. That's a register first. Being
productive.
Oh my god. I've missed Nick being trolled by Jared so much.
And the other way around, right?
And the other way around, yeah. Okay. The circle. Y'all are like a Tom and Jerry situation, you know? I think the real question is who's Tom and who's Jerry, you know?
Oh, it's like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
We all know which one I am.
Me, me.
The coyote.
See how slow you were on that? He's on.
Hey, a little drop on your head just now.
Yeah, totally. All right, Nick, what do you got?
If I go with my previous thinking that bankers took this survey, then I'm gonna say that text files.
Show us text files. Ah. Strike.
Yes.
All right, Amel.
The demise begins.
I think I'm going to say Excel/spreadsheet/CSV. Basically, they're all like
the
proprietary or non-proprietary version of the same thing, you know?
We'll pick one.
Well, I mean, do I have to?
Well, you said slash spreadsheet. I mean, is that a file format?
Okay, no. Spreadsheet? Open spreadsheet is a thing. All right, so I think... CSV.
Okay, CSV was in the list of favorite file formats. Are you sure?
Oh my God, stop making me doubt myself. hold on. I'm not sure.
It's on there.
It's on there? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was messing with you. I was trolling you.
I was like,
it's been too long. Number 6.
Oh, yay.
Six people do not like it. Oh, shoot. Did you say CSV?
I was just there, like, okay, Excel, CSV, spreadsheet, like, same CSV family, same correct. Category. Okay.
Come on, Jared. Oh,
well, she said all three. She said
I really did, in all fairness.
I forgot which one she actually picked.
It's the same number of points either way.
It doesn't matter. They have to get this one. They have to get this one.
I feel like this game is a little biased, right? Like, to steal, you only have to get one right. But if we got to run the table.
Exactly.
That's how the game works.
Take it up with Steve Harvey. You know, I didn't design this game. All right, K-Ball.
We got already on the board. We have XML, YAML, Word, CSV, Excel, and JSON. And the question is, what's missing that's a least favorite?
That's right.
I'm pondering PDF. I feel like that might be up there. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say PDF.
Like PDF more than YAML, but less than Word?
I feel like I actually suspect this has a lot to do with like how much people are exposed to it and also how much annoying it is to modify. And dealing with PDFs, like the tooling has gotten better, but I bet that's still up there. So I'm going to put PDF out there.
All right. Is PDF that missing number three of the seven least favorite file formats? He got it.
Nice.
With 20 respondents not liking PDF. I think that's exactly right, K-Ball. We know about it and we've tried to program with it and it sucks to work with.
I also love it when websites just stick PDFs like on the website and it's like, you can't select text. You can't like get it. You know, right. There's no indexing or searching of the content. It's rough times.
We were just talking a couple of weeks ago with Bert Hubert or Hubert. I can't say his name appropriately. Who makes a government tracking website in the Netherlands. And he was just doing the opposite of singing PDF's praises. He was just saying how bad PDF is to work with. And a lot of governments, you know, even with FOIA and whatever kind of stuff where the documents are supposed to be public, they just throw PDFs out because they know it's harder to work with. Where it's like, at that point, I would love XML, even though I hate it, compared to PDF. So I'm actually surprised, but XML is top of mind, I think, when you think of things you don't like.
Yeah, what we really need for like non-programmers is like Webflow, you know, something that like can make something pretty and easy, but like you get all the benefits of the, you know, it being structured HTML that it spits out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Dreamweaver.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Dreamweaver.
I was gonna say, was that a product placement, ML? That was really good. You're like, what we really need is Webflow.
not paid or sponsored by Webflow.
So I think we're getting away from the topic, which is we are dominating. So this we need to get back on the topic of our domination and give Team Zero a chance to show their zeros. And
now K-Ball's getting alive.
I mean, I was waiting for y'all to pick up the trash talk and nobody was filling it in.
The only reason you guys won that round is because Jared gave you the bonus, okay? You'd have faltered on the bonus.
Yeah.
CSV and Excel are not the same. She got two for one.
They had strikes to spare. They had strikes to spare. Okay, after we were going to award, this is 109 points now going over there to team one. And after round three, it's starting to look like a wipeout. Team one has 195 and team zero has 42. There's lots of rounds left. We move now to round four.
Well, friends, I'm here with a good friend of mine, David Hsu, the founder and CEO of Retool. So David, I know so many developers who use Retool to solve problems, but I'm curious. Help me to understand the specific user, the particular developer who is just loving Retool. Who's your ideal user?
Yeah, so for us, the ideal user of Retool is someone whose goal, first and foremost, is to either deliver value to the business or to be effective. Where we candidly have a little bit less success is with people that are extremely opinionated about their tools. If, for example, you're like, hey, I need to go use WebAssembly, and if I'm not using WebAssembly, I'm quitting my job, you're probably not the best Retool user, honestly. However, if you're like, hey, I see problems in the business and I want to have an impact and I want to go solve those problems, Retool is right up your alley. And the reason for that is Ritual allows you to have an impact so quickly. You could go from an idea, you go from a meeting, like, hey, you know, this is an app that we need, to literally having the app built in 30 minutes, which is super, super impactful on the business. So I think that's the kind of partnership, or that's the kind of impact that we'd like to see with our customers.
You know, from my perspective, my thought is that, well, Ritual is well known. Ritual is somewhat even saturated. I know a lot of people who know Ritual, but you've said this before. What makes you think that Ritual is not that well known?
Ritual today is really quite well known amongst a certain crowd. Like, I think if you had a poll like engineers in San Francisco or engineers in Silicon Valley even, I think it'd probably get like a 50, 60, 70% recognition of Ritual. I think where you're less likely to have heard of Ritual is if you're a random developer at a random company in a random location, like the Midwest, for example, or like a developer in Argentina, for example, you're probably less likely. And the reason is, I think we have a lot of really strong word of mouth from a lot of Silicon Valley companies like the Brexes, Coinbases, DoorDashes, Stripes, et cetera, of the world. There's a lot of Airbnb is another customer, NVIDIA is another customer. There's a lot of chatter about Ritual in the Valley. But I think outside of the Valley, I think we're not as well known. And that's one goal of ours, to go change that.
Well, friends, now you know what Ritual is. You know who they are. You're aware that Ritual exists. And if you're trying to solve problems for your company, you're in a meeting, as David mentioned, and someone mentions something where a problem exists, and you can easily go and solve that problem in 30 minutes, an hour, or some margin of time that is basically a nominal amount of time. And you go and use Ritual to solve that problem. That's amazing. Go to Ritual.com and get started for free or book a demo. It is too easy to use Ritual, and now you know. So go and try it. Once again, Ritual.com.
This is the inverted round. The inverted round works differently. There's no face-off. We just toggle back and forth between teams with an opportunity to guess. The question that we asked our listener is, name the first protocol that comes to your mind. However, in the inverted round, you get more points for matching further down the board. So the number one answer is worth the least amount of points, and the number five answer is worth the most amount of points. Since he's been sitting quietly most of the game, we will let Adam go first.
Fantastic.
Sorry.
What?
Fantastic.
I couldn't. Like,
the look on Adam's face is just priceless. You know, it's just priceless.
Well,
what do you think, Adam? The first protocol that comes to your mind, but actually the fifth first. You know what I'm saying?
The fifth first? Oh, gosh.
Well, if you want more points, you got to get down the board. If you want not as many points, you name the actual first protocol.
What the heck is a protocol? In particular.
Well, there's no follow-up questions on the survey, so it's however they interpret it.
That's like a good name for a memoir. You know, what the hell is a protocol?
Well, I didn't say hell.
Anyway. Oh, you didn't say hell. Protocol. Sorry.
She's spicing up your biography.
And it's the name the first protocol that comes to your mind.
The text that you're reading right there on the game board is literally the text that they read in the survey.
The first one that comes to mind, and it's the fifth answer.
Well, you would love to get the fifth. Oh. But you could get the fourth. Or the third.
So I'm just trying to get one. Okay.
I was trying to. Yeah, you just want to match the board, but the lower down, you get more points. And you guys are quite a ways behind.
Thanks for reminding.
I'm not really sure what a protocol is in particular. I mean, like, is it like an API or is it, what is it not?
Can I explain it? Am I allowed to explain it, Jared?
Don't help him. Don't help him.
No, go ahead, Amel.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's basically a, so term it's comes from that. Okay, fine. What? Okay, fine. Then I will not, according to, Nick is whispering, he's not on our team. He's on our, bigger team, you know?
Here, how about this, Adam? I will give you a for instance.
Sure. Thank you.
And one that isn't actually up there. So we'll all know that it's not up there.
Okay.
But here's a for instance, gRPC. Is a protocol that one person said, but it's not up there. It's not in the top five. So you're trying to find another protocol similar to that?
Like WebSockets. Let's put WebSockets up there then.
WebSockets. All right. Show us WebSockets. That one also did not make the top five. We go now to Nick.
I think you're trying to throw us off with this gRPC, so I'm going to go tRPC.
What's that?
TypeScript RPC.
Oh my gosh. Oh
gosh. No one's going to guess that.
Let me just not even make it dramatic.
Just jinxed it.
Ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure that's also not a real protocol.
Not only was the answer wrong, it was kind of silly.
It is.
Really? By who? By what? What standards body?
All right, we go to Amy.
Oh, I get to go. This is probably higher up on the board, but I'm going to go with HTTPS.
Okay, show us HTTPS. It's on there.
Nice.
Number three. 16 people said HTTPS, which gives 15 points. We'll award those immediately and go back over to team one, to Amel.
Oh man, this is now that I know HTTP is lower, I'm like, oh man, oh no. I thought it was going to be number one. Let's say UDP.
Show us UDP. Not on the board. Chris.
SSH.
Show us SSH. It's on there, and it's the lowest answer, nice. Which is the most points.
What?
You score 25 points.
I would have totally expected that to be number one, if not HTTP, but wow.
All right, team zero coming back now. We go to team one and K-Ball.
Did we already say TCP?
We did not. We said UDP.
No, UDP.
I think TCP.
Show us TCP. It's on awesome. There. Second most popular answer. 20 people said it. That gives you 10 points.
I thought UDP was going to score like lower than TCP, you know? It's trying to go low. Didn't work.
Back to team zero and back to Adam.
Maybe just DNS.
Another good guess. Show us DNS. Not on the top five. Back to Nick.
Is your survey automatically redirecting to HTTPS for all non-secure traffic?
Is that a weird way of asking if it's also a different thing? I did not combine any protocols into a singular protocol.
Okay. HTTP.
Okay. There's our number one, HTTP. With an overwhelming 90 people saying HTTP, wow. Only worth 5 points. But hey, it's still 5 points. We go back to team zero and Amy. Come on, Amy. Can you find the last one? We've got HTTP at the top, TCP, then HTTPS, then a blank spot. What's a splot? A blank spot. And then in fifth, SSH.
I'm going to go with FTP.
Oh, good job.
Oh, all your favorite files. Do you transfer them? Let's see. Yes, sirree.
Wow.
FTP, yes sirree. That's six right. People said FTP, which is worth 20 points. We'll award those now. All right. Very good. Thus ends the inverted round. I think team zero scored more there than team one because they've closed the gap. However, team one still has more than twice as many points with 210. Team zero with 102. We have three rounds left, so there's lots of game to play. And we move now to round five. This one's a little bit different. We asked our listeners to choose a number between 1 and 20, but we said your goal is to choose the number that you think the fewest other people are going to choose.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Now, your job is to guess the one that they chose the most that they think people chose the least.
Can I just state for a fact that, I mean, I don't want to speak too soon, but it feels really great to be on a winning team.
Oh my gosh.
Just want to put that out there.
And you just lost.
They're not like us. They're not like.
So that's when the Arrested Development narrator comes in, is like, she wasn't, you know?
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
We're going to start with Nick. Nick, which number, including and between 1 and 20, so it's less than or equal to, do you think our listeners chose the most that would be chosen the least?
First, we need to break down this form. Did you code it?
Did I code this form?
Yeah, the people were filling out.
It's just a PHP file that posts to itself.
Okay, PHP. PHP distinguishes between ints and non-ints. Right? Oh, it's got floats and stuff. I'm wondering if it has to be an integer.
I'm wondering if you can just guess something.
The least chosen in a form like this, and knowing our audience of bankers, I'm going to say 3.14159.
I'm thoroughly confused as to what we are doing in this round.
All right, show me 3.14159. No, that's a foolish answer. Okay, to you, Adam.
The correct number is one of two numbers. Which one should I choose?
Is it like one or this. Two?
It's between one of two numbers that I'm going to say.
Okay.
I will declare them soon. I will only declare one to not give away the other hand.
Okay.
I'm going to go with number 9.
Show us 9. I'm sorry, but that was not one of the top 6 answers.
Ugh.
Nick?
Oh, back to me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Against my better judgment.
I'm going to say 19.
Show us 19. There it is. 19. So 12 people chose 19, thinking that that number would be chosen the least. So team one gets to play another round. Amel, if our audience had to choose a number between 1 and 20, with a goal of choosing the number that they think the fewest other people will choose, which ones would be chosen the most?
Any other layers to this game? Any other inverted, like...
Not yet.
Any other thing else? Okay.
Straight up.
I'm going to choose my favorite number, which is 7.
So you think your favorite number is the least chosen number, or...
I'm just a gambling woman.
Oh, you're just going straight gambler. All right. She's a gambler. Is it on there? Sorry, it's not. K-ball.
I'm going to go with one of the ends, so I'm going to go with 20.
Show us 20.
Oh, no.
Back to you, Nick.
That was my strategy.
You should probably say 1 then, Nick.
You're right. I'm going to say 2.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Completely out of left field is 2. No, sirree.
2 is an amazing number.
3 strikes and you guys are out. You only guessed one of the top 6 numbers that people chose, thinking that nobody would choose them. Which means it's time to steal, and you can confirm amongst yourselves there are 5 possible matches up there, and we've eliminated quite a few numbers. So, I mean, at a certain point, it gets to be good odds.
Yeah.
It's not pie.
13.
It's arbitrary is what it is. I was thinking 17, but I like 18
I
as
was
well.
Thinking 17. Yeah,
prime. 11.
Prime numbers.
Okay, we got 17 or 11.
The other question is, how OCD is our audience?
Very. Why do you ask that?
Well, like, my husband fits into this category, and when he's doing the volume cannot be on certain numbers.
Yeah.
So I would also say this is kind of like that.
Mm.
Potentially. That's why I'm thinking 17.
Mm-hmm.
High enough, but odd.
Final answer?
I don't know. 11's also a pretty good number.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What do you think, Chris?
I like 17.
17. What do you think, Amy? You thinking 17?
Do it. Lock it in. Lock it in.
For the steal, was 17 the number that was the most chosen by people thinking it would be the least chosen? Yes, it was.
Yes.
Number one answer. Woo! 17.
Nice. Impressive. Good job, guys.
34 people chose 17, thinking that the least number of people would choose 17.
Well, when I said I had 2 numbers, it was 9 and 17.
You guys steal, and you get 46 points. Because there was a lot left on the board. I will award those now, and we'll see what else was on there. So, number 6, Nick should have said 1, because 10 people did go for 1. In 5th,
Adam told you.
The number 8, 11 people thought 8 would be chosen the least. The number 13, 12 people. And is 11 on there? No, it's not. You would not have stolen. 14 was picked 12 times.
Give us all those points.
Now, here's the actually least chosen. I already gave you the points. You don't get these.
I want those points.
Here's the actually least chosen ones. 19.9 was once. 3.1415 was only chosen once, Nick. You're very close.
Dang it.
6.9. And then somebody chose 8.12387651230988 and then a whole bunch of zeros.
Oh.
So I should have said integer.
Clearly.
Somebody spelled out the word 4, but that didn't fool me. I can normalize that.
One person said E, or Euler's number, which we all know is the base of the natural logarithm and exponential function that approximates at 2.71828.
We all know that. Yeah, yes, I agree.
The powerhouse of the cell.
Was that
mitochondria? Jinx. Yeah.
And then the actual number that was chosen the least is 5. Only one person chose 5. So you win, whoever chose 5. You win. Well played.
That was very well played.
All right. So after now 5 rounds, it's getting pretty close, actually. Team 0 has 148 and Team 1 has 210. We move now to round 6. Okay. This is a bit inverted because we also asked them, what number do you think will be chosen the most in the previous question, aka the worst choice? So they had a guess which would be chosen the least, and then they had a guess which one would be chosen the most. Now you know what was chosen the most that they thought would be chosen the least, but now you have to guess what was chosen.
Can you even say that with a straight face, Jared? Like,
I'm enjoying this a lot. It's very hard to keep a straight face. Facing off in this round is Amy and Amel, and we'll start with Amy. So which of those less than 1, less than 20 numbers will be chosen the most? Not were chosen the most, but that the person thought would be chosen the most right after they selected the one they thought would be chosen the least.
10.
Show us 10. Sorry.
Oh.
Didn't register. Amel.
I honestly don't, like, there's, unfortunately, my audio is a little lagged today as well. So between that and, like, this inception of confusion, I'm going to just guess a random number. Okay. Let's go with 7 again.
Show us 7. You randomly guessed the number one answer. 34 people thought 7 will be chosen the most, but we all know that it wasn't. Because 17 was chosen the most. Okay. So team 1's playing again. Go to K-Ball.
I mean, under the principle of trying to invert, let's go with 5.
Show us 5. X marks that spot. Nick.
14.
Show us 14. Nope. One more strike, Amel. Unfortunately, you guys leaving the board so open that when they steal it, there's not much points left there.
Yeah. Let's see. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure. I'm lagged. let's do 5.
Show us 5. Third strike. A chance to steal once again. This has just been a game on repeat.
Ooh.
Every round feels the same. Team 1 plays. Team 0 steals. What do you think?
The number 1 is an obvious choice.
8, 12, 16.
Even numbers.
He's wrong. Some even
I love that.
8, 12, 16.
Well, we got an odd number at the top there so far. And the premise, Jared, is what? Exactly.
I can't remember. No, the premise is, which of the numbers between 1 and 20 inclusive do you think most people are going to write down as one that will be chosen the least?
So clear.
Do any of us feel strongly about the answer?
I feel like 1 was at the bottom last time. 17 was at the top. 17 is probably not on this board. And if it is, it's possible maybe, but like 1's for sure going to be here. That's just my logic, but I'd love to be wrong.
What do you think, Amy?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay. I think we both, yeah. Just go ahead.
Do you feel strongly about, would you say 12, 17, 45, and what?
Or is that 8?
45.
What are we going with?
Just 1, I guess, right?
1.
Wait. Yeah. Dial it in.
For the steal, did the most people think 1 would be the one that the most people chose would be the least chosen. You stole it. The number 2 answer is 1. Wow. 24 people thought 1 would be the one which means you steal a total of 58 points. And it's getting tight, y'all.
Give those points up to us.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that score going into the final round. Team 0, 206. Team 1, 210. And the last round is double points.
This is a repeat of that conference.
I know. I wasn't going to jinx it.
Are you sweating?
No. I'm smiling.
You're smiling. Okay.
I'm sweating and smiling.
We could review the other ones that were chosen, but who cares? Let's move to round 7.
Well, friends, I'm here with Samar Abbas, co-founder and CEO of Temporal. Temporal is the platform developers use to build invincible applications. So, Samar, I want you to tell me the story of Snapchat. I know they're one of your big customers, well-known, obviously operating at scale. But how do they find you? Did they start with open source, then move to cloud? What's their story?
Yes, Snapchat has a very interesting story. So first of all, the thing which attracted them to the platform was the awesome developer experience it brings in for building reliable applications. One of the use cases for Snap was Snap Discover Team, where every time you post a Snap story, there is a lot of background processing that needs to happen before that story starts showing up in other people's timelines. And all of that architecture was built composing using queues, databases, timers, and all sorts of other glue that people kind of deal with while building these large-scale asynchronous applications. And with Temporal, the developer model, the programming model is what attracted them to the technology. So they start using our open source first, but then eventually start running into issues because you can imagine how many Snap stories are being posted every second, especially, let's say, on a New Year's Eve. So this is where Temporal Cloud was a differentiated place for them to power those core mission critical workloads, which has very, very high scalability needs. Although they started with open source, but they very quickly moved to Temporal Cloud and then start leveraging our cloud platform. And they've been running on top of Temporal Cloud for the last 2-3 years and then a pretty happy customer.
Okay, so maybe your application doesn't require the scale and resilience that Snapchat requires, but there are certain things that your application may need, and that's where Temporal can come in. So if you're ready to leave the 90s and develop like it's 2025, and you're ready to learn why companies like Netflix, DoorDash, and Stripe trust Temporal as their secure, scalable way to build invincible applications, go to temporal.io. Once again, temporal.io. You can try their cloud for free or get started with open source. It all starts at temporal.io.
All right, it's time for another face off. This goes Chris and K-Ball. We ask our audience, what's the first programming related movie that comes to your mind? Sorry, K-Ball, I know you don't watch movies. I did not plan this. Chris can go first. Yes, Chris, a program related movie. There are 5 on the board, top 5 answers. What do you think?
Hackers.
Show us Hackers. Number one answer, Hackers. 53 people said Hackers. That's double points to 106. And for the first time, I believe, Team Zero is playing. Woo, this is looking bad for you, Mel. Okay, we go to Adam. There are 5 on the board. We have number 1. So 2 through 4 are still up.
This is number 2. Who's ready for number 2?
We're ready.
Swordfish.
Show us Swordfish. It's not number 2.
You gotta be kidding
me. I've seen that.
You're gonna jinx us.
Uh-oh. This could be the all-time choke job. no pressure. I'm enjoying the heck out of this. Okay. Amy.
The Social Network.
The Social Network. Survey says. Number 4 answer, The Social Network, with 14 responses, worth 28 points. Good guess,
it's
Amy.
It's not about programming?
Yeah, I didn't quite think that movie was ever about programming. It was more like, here's the lesson in vengeful deceit.
Programming related.
And this is not about trust, programming
and,
how?
And why you should trust nobody.
Like
you know,
me with my code.
Yeah, that's funny. That's hilarious. Good job, though, Amy.
All right, Chris, back to you.
Jurassic Park.
Oh my God.
Good one.
It's Unix. Maybe. I know it.
That's a really good one. Unfortunately, it's not quite good enough. I love that moment.
Adam, it's all you.
Oh, but it's not top of mind. There are three left. We have number one, hackers. Two and three are blank. Number four, The Social Network. And number five is also blank. So here I thought we'd just pick them off one by one. But there's a lot of movies that have subtle references that aren't necessarily top of mind. He's less confident this time around. Swordfish blew his confidence.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm feeling down. Thinking, of course.
Can you be like one of those reasoning models that does its thinking out loud?
If I reasoned out loud, I would potentially help the team.
It's gonna give who may it
try
away.
To take me down.
Yeah, don't leak anything.
Yeah, I'm not leaking, man.
We don't need anything.
I'm just trying to prompt inject you. A few minutes later.
You know, it's against my better judgment. I'm thinking the audience connects Ready Player One to programming somehow.
They are bankers.
Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong.
Well, it's time to tell. Is he right or wrong? Is Ready Player One one of the top five programming-related movies that comes to our listeners' minds? It is not. He is wrong. And for the first time, Team One gets to steal. And if they steal this, they steal the entire game. And Amel is totally justified. So you guys can confer. There's three options out there. You just got to hit one of them.
Okay, guys. Okay, The Matrix.
I was thinking The Matrix the whole way.
The whole time. I was like, I didn't even think about Hackers or Social Network. I was like, Matrix. Yes. Okay, should we do it? But so there's The Matrix, then there's like The Reloaded and Revolutions. Like, I think we should just say The Matrix. I'm sure it's on the board.
Are we locked in?
Do you say all three? Jared will give you all three.
You know, okay, The Matrix Revolutions and The Matrix Reloaded, I think.
Okay, so as of right now, Team Zero has 206 points and Team One has 210 points. Team Zero won the round. They have 134 points scored already. They're banked. However, if The Matrix is in the top five, Team One will steal the round and steal the game and be winners. And Amel will not look like a fool for having declared her victory prematurely. What is going to happen? Is The Matrix on the board? It is.
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
Nice. Awesome.
The steal is successful. So 182 points go back to Team One.
Oof. Holy crap. That's a domination.
I know. We've dominated.
It looks like a domination, even though it was very tight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It really was. It's all the stealing, you know?
I prefer to be in the stealing side because I think the advantage is to you.
Do you guys want to see the other movies on the board?
I'm going to guess The Imitation Game.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
I was thinking V for Vendetta, and then I realized that was just how the Anonymous logo was born versus, like, that's actually not about programming at all.
No.
Tron. Her. War Games.
I'm going to guess Her.
Sneakers. Her.
Okay. Well, I heard them all. I heard them all. So Sneakers was number five with five people. You also said War Games, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Said War Games. Nice. Honorable mentions, Tron. These all made less than five people. Tron, The Net, Swordfish got three, Adam. Very close. Her, Ex Machina, The Imitation Game, Gattaca, Pirates of Silicon Valley, and of course, Silicon Valley, the TV show, which I can only assume was Adam.
I didn't take the survey.
You know, Adam, I sure hope you didn't take the survey. Yeah.
It was a TV, it wasn't a movie. I would have guessed that if I'd have thought it was TV.
That's true. There was a lot of TV shows on there. I'm like, do y'all read the actual thing?
I was sticking to, I guess they don't follow the rules, so we could have actually not followed the rules too.
All right. Well, for our very first Game of Friendly Feud with 392 points, Nick, Amel, and K-Ball, y'all win. Congratulations. Here's your fake applause.
I feel so like this is like the best welcome back hug ever is to win. Although I did call people basic, but I didn't mean it in a bad way.
I thought like you meant basic programming.
I just meant like basic programming. I have a universal brain, like that's like, you know,
you're supposed to say great minds think alike, but you said all these people are basic.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Oh, well, everybody, thanks for playing. Normally we'll give our winning team a chance to like say a speech or shout something out. Do you guys have anything to say, or are you all out, all tuckered out?
I mean, I'm going to continue to channel my 11-year-old and like the Gen Z or Alpha or whatever slang, which is, you know, he did this at some point when we just got destroyed in a video game. He says, y'all got cooked and I'm the chef. Noodles.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang.
Wow. That's
harsh. We now will just go around in the house and something's going on and we'll just be like, noodles.
Chris, will you be doing noodles and then slurping in with your kids?
I might try that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That might go over pretty well.
I mean, y'all have heard the sort of the generational evolution of things, right? Like, so back when we were young, things were the shit. You know, and then at some point, you know, it was like, oh, that's fire. And then it was like, I'm going to cook you. And then it's like, you got eaten. I'm going to eat you. And pretty soon it's going to be back to where we were at the beginning and it's coming out again.
Oh, I didn't even really think about that. No, oh my god!
You're my
god.
There you go. That moves it around, right? But like, it's like that's hot. That's fire. Oh, that's cooking. They were eaten, and like it is evolving back towards where it was when we were all young.
And they did sick too.
Oh yeah,
sick. Yeah.
Does Ohio mean good or is that bad?
Does Ohio mean good?
Only when compared to Nebraska.
Oh. Nick, why do you set people up to get burned, to get cooked?
That's the thing. They say that's eaten. Ohio. Noodles. Right? I don't know.
To get noodles.
Have y'all played this game, though? Those of you with kids who are in that preteen or teen thing, where like you get a list of the sayings that they do, and you get them to like sit there with water in their mouths, and you just like deadpan the sayings and see how long they can last without busting up and splurting all the water out.
I think that's a new what do you call that? That's the hot wings chicken show or whatever. What am I thinking about? The
hot ones.
Yes. Yeah. Like hot ones. That's like a variation of that. Like that's like
I like the one with the tortillas and the water in the mouth. Y'all seen that
tortilla
one?
Slap challenge? Yeah.
Oh yeah, they slap each other.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, there was one going around where they were doing that and the guy just slapped himself and the other guy busted up.
Yeah, I don't know. My sister's 6.5 years younger than me, and you know, we're both in the same decade now, you know, but like every time I hang out with her, I feel like I come back with like such a like 50 new vocabulary words and terms. Like it's amazing how old and out of touch I am, you know.
Can you share one for us?
I don't know anything. I mean, this one isn't even new, I'll share, but I used it recently in a sentence and then someone else at work started to use it. But like she was like, oh, this thing is so clutch, you know, like she, you know, she's like, oh my God, yeah, that's so clutch. And I was like, oh, you're using clutch in a different way than I've used it. You
know? She showing you her small hand purse?
No, it was not a clutch in that way. It was that it's handy. It's useful. It's, you know, oh, that's such a, you know, that tip is so clutch. Like, you know, I was like, oh, interesting, you know, but yeah, no, I mean, English is a fascinating language. And from my understanding, one of the reasons why it's dominated the world, besides like colonization and all of that jazz, is it's able to absorb other languages very easily.
Malleable.
Yeah, very malleable. And, you know, it takes in, it's very flexible rules-wise. If anybody else speaks other languages, you know how, you know, English feels so much more aerated than other languages. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is cool. Somebody in our Zulip was hating on English the other day. And I was just like, I was just going to hop in there and be like, I love English.
English is the best. Yeah.
I didn't want to be like that. So I didn't say it. But I'm saying it now. English is awesome.
Yeah.
We take other words and we just use them.
But it's also very morphable, right? Like,
makes it hard to learn.
I listen to my children as preteens now, and I wonder if I speak English. It doesn't seem to be the same English they're speaking.
Exactly. And then there's pidgin English, right? There's actually official pidgin Englishes too, like, you know, all over the Caribbean and, you know, many parts of Africa. You know, so that it's, yeah.
And JavaScript.
Right. Funny. Yeah, that too. But you know what? I will say this. Certain things are very hard to say in English succinctly. You know, I'd say like English isn't maybe the best when it comes to the richness of vocabulary. You know, I think as other languages do a better job at like, you know, there's like 50 words for one thing in certain languages, you know, depending on the context and whatever. And like that richness and depth of language is kind of missing from English, I feel. You it takes a like many words to say something sometimes. And in other words, it's like just, you know, you just have to say, in other languages, you just have to say a word.
For some people more than others.
Yes, yes. Like myself. Like myself.
I was just thinking, I love how long it's taken her to explain this.
Well, you know, I'm a deductive, inductive communicator. I'm like one of
ML
the...
dash V. Go.
Yeah, dash there V, dash verbose.
Give us all the words. I think my favorite new word to say or to use is like spam those buttons. Like we play a lot of Switch, you know, and we're like spamming the buttons, you know, like that's a cool reuse that's like on it, but makes it fun again. It's not like a bad connotation. It's a fun connotation. And like Sigma, I have no idea what it means, but it's cool. It sounds cool. It's like, and, that sounds cool.
And Rizzler.
My 7-year-old doesn't call things dumb or stupid. He only says derpy.
Derpy?
Something derpy. Derpy? Mm-hmm. Does that come from like herpaderpy?
Anything? It came from the derp meme. The Mega Man or whatever with the eyes.
All right, we gotta end this show because we are showing our age.
I thought it was over.
Thanks, guys, for playing Friendly Feud with us. It was fun. We did ask way more questions than just these, so we can play some more games without having to do more surveys. So stay tuned for more Friendly Feud in the future. Future Friendly Feud. Bye, friends.
Bye friends. I'm showing my hand. See, I'm non-threatening. Bye, friends.
I'll stop threatening people. All right, that's our very first Friendly Feud here on Changelog and Friends. Thanks again to everyone who took the survey. We couldn't do it without you. Did you play along with our intrepid contestants? How did you fare? Did you like my ridiculous pick a number rounds? Or not so much? Let us know in Zulip. That's where the Changelog community hangs, and you can hang there too by signing up for free at changelog.com/community. Let's give one more thanks to our sponsors of this episode, Augment Code, Retool, and Temporal. Please check out what they're up to. It's cool stuff. And thanks as always to our mysterious friend, Breakmaster Cylinder, for hooking us up with the best beats in the biz. Next week on the Changelog, news on Monday, Byung Lu from Sourcegraph on Wednesday, and Adam's old friend, John Long, hangs out with us right here on Changelog and Friends on Friday. Have a great weekend. Send Friendly Feud to your friends who might enjoy playing along. And let's talk again real soon.